Also today, consumer advocates released data that they say shows that auto and home insurers are overcharging customers. Insurance companies allegedly shift costs to consumers and charge a lot more in premiums than they pay out in claims. The industry denies that. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Bob Hunter is a former Texas insurance commissioner and a director with the Consumer Federation of America. He says back 20 years ago, of the money insurance companies collected from customers, they paid back about 75% of it in claims. But in recent years, the companies are only paying back around 60% of the money that they charge customers.
It means that people are paying too much for insurance coverage.
Hunter says that's despite all the payouts related to Hurricane Katrina.
In 2005, with Katrina, Wilma, Rita, and all that, they set a record profit of all time of $48 billion.
But the industry takes issue with some of Hunter's numbers. Robert Hartwig is president and chief economist with the Insurance Information Institute in New York. He says the consumer group is exaggerating the portion of premiums that insurance companies keep for themselves. And he says it's not fair to compare the payout ratio from the 1980s to today.
Interest rates were 2 times as high, and in the early 80s, 3 times as high as they are today. What that means is insurers could take in premium and then invest it at a much higher rate than they can today.
So Hartwig says these days insurers need to charge customers more money to make up that difference. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.